This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Afternoon, guys. We will start with a broadcast section that's got no embargo, followed by an embargo section for 10:30 p.m. tonight. No live tweeting during the broadcast section, and use the microphone provided. Darmesh.
And good to see you. Can we start off with the latest team news, particularly Mickey van der Ven, Richarlison as well ahead of Fulham?
Yeah, they're the only two sort of interest. Everyone else sort of same as last week. So Mickey, nothing too significant. He'll miss tomorrow, but... Yeah, we're quite confident if recovery goes well with the international break, shouldn't miss too much more. I think he came off at the right time, to be honest. So, yeah, whilst he misses tomorrow, it's still positive. And Richie trained today, so we'll just see how he pulls up. But if he pulls up okay, we'll be, probably be available.
From the outside, at least, last week seemed like a statement of victory for Tottenham, given the manner of how you played and the result. What did it do for your belief? What did it do for the belief of your players for the rest of this season?
I didn't do anything for my belief, but I think, you know, it kind of helps when, you know, in a significant game or in what was, you know, built up as a significant game. I like the way we handled the whole day, to be honest, the build up to it. It's a difficult venue. Supporters get right behind them. They've been, you know, pretty formidable at home. And, you know, the fact that I thought we handled the whole day really well, played well, stayed really focused. I thought it was another sign of growth for us as a team. And, players obviously feel good after that, but also understand that, you know, the reason we got that outcome was because, you know, they're really sort of focused on just playing our football.
You mentioned growth then. You've always talked about how important it is to progress as your number one priority. But if you were to get into the Champions League for next season, would it accelerate that progress and maybe help you go into a transfer market for another level of player if you were in that competition?
Well, as I think I said last week, that just depends how you kind of utilise that opportunity. As I said, just getting to Champions League or being a participant doesn't guarantee you anything bar from a few games against some good opposition. You know, it's about using that opportunity for growth, and like you said, whether that's in the off season, but I doubt whether our off season plans in terms of strengthening the team will change markedly from where we are now. You know, we know what we need. We know the areas we need to strengthen. We know the kind of players and the profiles we need, and that won't change irrespective of sort of how the season finishes for us. Because, like I said, for us it's about growth. It's not about just having one target, and those plans are well in place.
Hi, Ange. If Radu starts tomorrow, that would be his first Spurs start. So I just wondered, how do you feel he complements Christian Romero at the back when compared to Mickey van der Ven?
Yeah, I'll take the suspense out of it. He'll start tomorrow. So.
Just in case.
Look, it's a good opportunity for him. We obviously brought him in with a view that it was quite evident that we were very short in that area, and he'd had a good sort of very good half season in Italy, and he's had to be patient for his opportunity, which is not surprising because, you know, Mickey and Romero have been outstanding for us, and with only a game a week, virtually sometimes not even a game, he's had to be patient. But he's worked hard at training, and as I said to him when we signed him, I couldn't guarantee him, well not guarantee him. I couldn't tell him when he'd get an opportunity, but he would get an opportunity. And I thought he did well when he came on the other day. It was good that the team was already in good rhythm, even though the scoreline was still, I think, 0-0 at the time. But he contributed to sort of the way we finished that game. And, you know, he's a pretty self-assured young guy. He, you know, he has belief in himself. You know, he's got some really good people around him. And, you know, I think he can bring something else to us as a team. He's a very, very good defender. And, you know, he's very, very strong in the duels. And I think we're going to need that tomorrow.
And in terms of your opponents tomorrow, Fulham, I mean, what kind of a challenge are you expecting from them?
A tough one, particularly there at Craven Cottage. And Marco's always, you know, whatever team he's got, you know, he has them well organised. And, you know, they've been scoring some goals as well lately. I think their front three are a threat for sure. So, yeah, there's some obvious strengths they've got there, but no different to last week for us. We understand we've got to play to our capabilities, but if we do and have that sort of focus we had last week around our football, then we know we're going to be hard to stop.
And finally for me, you've got quite a few players going away on international duty. I mean, what will be the sort of general plan for the next couple of weeks from your point of view?
I guess not too unusual from sort of other international windows. We won't have many left here, so we'll do our work with them, and the rest will have obviously their commitments. And yeah, I think when we get back, I think we've got Luton on Saturday, so I think most of the boys are back sort of Thursday, Friday that week, so not unusual for us. But right now the boys are just focused on Fulham tomorrow, as am I, and we'll look at the internationals after that.
Hi Ange, can I check on the progress of Manus Solomon?
Yeah, no real progress still. He's still in that sort of position of he's not really comfortable with where he's at, so again, we'll just give him the time he needs to get to the place he needs to be to recover. But I think the medical team's sort of looking for some other strategies now.
Okay. And at previous football clubs, you've kind of mentioned a moment maybe when you saw that the team or the club had really bought into your methods, or everyone did. Have you had that yet at Spurs? And if so, when was it?
Well, it's hard to say.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, because I usually talk about that stuff after we've achieved something. So, you know, until you can't actually achieve something, it's hard to pick seminal moments because they all could be false dawns. So, yeah, what's important, like I said, have we progressed? Yes. Have I seen growth, both in individuals and as us as a team collectively? Yeah, have I seen, you know, the environment improve? All those things are there, but you know, when you're looking for sort of key or pivotal moments, it's better to reflect on those after you've done something.
Yeah, and talking of improvement and progress, you've often spoken about Brendan Johnson, getting him into the right areas as with all the wingers. How impressive have you been of how much he seems to have taken on board?
Yeah, no, he's been great. I think I said that it's probably for a younger player, it's the hardest sort of area of the pitch to kind of, you know, come in and make an impression, because you're usually only sort of judged by one thing, and that is, you know, your sort of goal involvements, and everything else in your game doesn't really register. So especially for a young person like Brennan, who's coming to obviously, you know, to a big club and you know, with a significant transfer. But I thought he excelled it well, you know, at every sort of juncture. He's taken the information on board. He's worked really hard in the areas we've asked him to work hard in. He's already got great qualities. That's why we brought him here. And, you know, he's beginning to get the rewards now. But, you know, that doesn't mean that stops. And that's the beauty of, I guess, for him and for all the guys. You know, it's not about sort of being satisfied where you're at. And if they keep having that attitude of wanting to improve, and, that's going to make us a stronger team and them key contributors.
Just wondered, Ange, presumably, as from answers you've given before, you would have watched the Champions League games this week. When you watch them, are you thinking where your team is at relative to them? And if so, where do you think Spurs is relative to the quality of these Champions League knockout games?
No, not really. I just don't think there's any use in that for us right now where we're at. I think the measure for us at the moment is just ourselves, you know, and until you get to a place where you feel like, okay, that there are certain things embedded in this team that, you know, are there now and you're confident they're there, then you can start looking at, okay, well, how would we measure up against, you know, the very best? I mean, you get challenged in the Premier League every week. I don't think you need any other measure other than that to see your kind of progress. And, you know, I think the English teams last night all performed outstandingly well. So you know there's a real test there. And if you pass sort of the Premier League test in that, you're, you know, competitive and sort of battling for honours, that probably a good indicator of how you'd be in Europe. But it's a different beast as well. And like I said, for me, the current measures I'm looking at are all sort of internal.
You talked a lot about the team and growth, and you talked about it last week with that Villa game. What are kind of the next areas of growth that you see for this team?
Oh, so many, mate. Not that we're sort of, you know, we've got massive gaps, but all these things are kind of, some of them are, you know, you make real advances very, very quickly, and that's pleasing, but others are just small incremental sort of growth that you can only get by sort of experiences, as I'll put them. So last week was an experience for us. You can't manufacture that at training. I can't cultivate that other than sort of preparing the guys for what's in store when a game is built, you know, as a significant fixture and you're away from home. How do you handle all that? It's experiences. Some of that growth is just having more and more of these experiences together as a group. Some of that growth, like I said, is still around our football. Some of that growth's in the individuals themselves. You know, I've loved the improvement we've seen in just about our whole team. And, you know, the key of that is for them to continue to, you know, not to sort of plateau at any point, to continue to push on. So there's many different areas.
Have you felt as well an uplift? Because obviously, after all the injuries, then suddenly, you know, the last few weeks, or gradually, I should say, you know, it feels like you've got that competition, you've got players coming on and making a big difference. Have you felt an uplift in training and with players conscious that they really do need to be performing at their best, or there's someone else who can replace them?
Not in that sense, but it does give you an uplift in training, because, you know, the quality of your training increases because, you know, all the players, you know, are available, or for the majority are available, and that just naturally increases the quality, the competitiveness of your training. You know, it's not like, you know, if when we had the injuries and, you know, we didn't have those players, that training wasn't still very, very intense. It's just, like I said, you're able to do things at a higher level, higher quality. Players get tested, you know, in many different areas. So it just helps for the general sort of feel of what we're trying to do.
Again, just finish with George, please, at the back for this section.
Hi, Ange. I just wanted to check on team news aside from Mickey and Richarlison. Is everyone else in the camp okay?
Yeah, from last week, yeah.
And going back to Radu Dragosin as well, I mean, obviously you had, you know, belief in him, hence why you've signed him, but I guess until you see someone sort of go through an experience, you don't know how they'll handle it. Would that 45 minutes at Villa be important for his self-confidence that he can handle the Premier League?
Look, to a certain extent, but, you know, like I said, he's not, you know, he's got a fair bit of self-belief anyway, and that's why he made the decision to sort of come to us, knowing it's a challenge for him to get some game time. It's the toughest league in the world, you know. I don't think he shied away from that. So, but every experience you have, like I said before, you know, gives you an opportunity for growth. And, you know, it was good to get him some game time last week, because I think if you look post-international break, at this stage we've got one midweek game, likely we'll have a couple more with the way the fixturing is going. So I think it would have been tougher if he hadn't had any game time and we threw him in, as we have with other players. I think that hasn't worked that well for us. But it's really tough on players when they haven't played for a long time to then be thrown in. So I think more than any, that half hour at least gives him that sort of, you know, game time you need at that level. Like you said, he was exposed to a very good team, some very good opposition, some very good opposition players, and I think that'll help him tomorrow, particularly at the beginning of the game.
And just finally for me, saw a clip this week of you meeting Spurs fan Owen Bright again, really lovely moment. In the sort of job you're in, is that sort of one of the best things about your job, the fact that you can give so much joy to someone by just sort of being yourself?
Yeah, it is, but it's also reciprocal. I get a lot of joy out of it too, mate. You know, it's not every day you walk out in training, somebody runs up and gives you a hug. It's not the usual greeting I get. So, and it wasn't just Owen, you know, there was quite a few of his friends there, and I walked out and saw a bunch of Spurs supporters buzzing, mate. You know, there's no better feeling. So, you know, as much as we understand that particularly the players, they're their heroes and the joy they give them, mate, we get equal joy out of it, mate. Because like I said, it's such a fantastic feeling to see people who are passionate about their football club and how much joy it gives them. It's just a privilege to be in that space.
Okay, we'll end the broadcast section there. We'll move on to the embargoed section for 10:30 p.m. tonight. Tom?
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.